In August of 2025, Aidan Forrestal died tragically in a car accident. A whole community was rocked and a family were heartbroken. 8 months on, we are here in Ardfert, Aidan's resting place, to welcome Aidan's dad, Fozzie, and his two friends, PJ Meehan and Tom Owens, after they ran 400 kilometres to raise money for Brew Columbanus, who helped the family in Aidan's final days and do so much more for many other families. A few weeks ago, I spoke with PJ and Fozzie, so here is a reminder of their chat and the route that they were going to be undertaking in this journey.
Obviously, August was a severely difficult month for you, but you found there was a place for you and your family to stay when Aidan was in hospital at the time.
Yes, I knew nothing about Brew Columbanus, and thankfully I didn't know, because anyone that does know, unfortunately, mightn't be in a good place down there, but they are a brilliant place. And when we arrived at the hospital that night, we had a place if we needed it straight away from them, given to us from the hospital, put us in touch with them, and we had a safe place to go for the children, the kids, because we were there about 3 days, and it was a burden that we didn't have to think about where would we go or where we put the head down if the kids had to go to bed or whatever had to be done. So it's a facility that, second to none, like, you know, it's a brilliant place. As long as I was there in the 3 days, I actually never met a single person. It's like a home away from home. Just walk in the door, help yourself to whatever you want there. Beautiful place, nice mellow place, and the rooms are fantastic, kept very well, and so it's definitely a bonus to have it. Like,
you knew Aidan as well, PJ, did you?
Yeah, only met Aidan once. Met him as a good hurler for Lixnam, by the way, kind of competitors with ourselves in Kilmoyle. But I would have met Aidan once. He crewed for Fozzie at our event in Tipperary just over 12 months ago now, so in April 2025. And, you know, we met him straight away, got on really well with Aidan. I think he was a very sociable person, and he was there with Fozzie helping him out for the whole event. And yeah, that was it, just a lovely lad.
And tell us a bit about the challenge that you've decided to take on.
The two boys approached me one day, rang me and said they would like to do a long run, because nothing can be short with the two boys. And they would like me to join them, and they would like to raise funds for Brew Columbanus, because they had heard about it.
I saw the map itself, and it is quite beautiful the way it is. So is it starting from Brew Columbanus up to the grandmother's home and then around and then into...
Correct, yeah, that's the route. So yeah, as
you can tell me. No, that's it. I suppose it's kind of... myself and Tom are both living in Ballingarry and Tipperary as well, so the route kind of brings us close enough to Ballingarry, so we'll pass through there. And then that Glenmore, originally from Brew Columbanus, that's Aidan's grandparents' house, into Ballingarry, and then make our way down towards Lixna and on to Ardfert. So that is the plan.
That's roughly how many kilometres?
We reckon it's 400 kilometres, give or take.
Give or take, 400. Yeah. We take a wrong turn, which we probably will, because Tom will lose his phone or something. And it will probably be 400, give or take.
Introduction in here was just, my eyes have water in them. It's unbelievable. How are you feeling?
I don't know, proud to have had these two boys with me all the way. This wasn't an individual achievement, this was 110% a team event.
Mm-hmm. Put on your coat there, get yourself warm.
110% from the three boys here and from the crew. There was a serious amount of work done there to get here. It was sensational, the support out in the en route, the money donated en route. Every evening we came home, the donations were going up higher and higher and online.
Over
30,000 today. It's 32,000. It's sensational and beyond what we imagined. beyond what me imagined, and I mean that put any man to tears coming home there.
Of course, and I have to say, and I think we're all saying it in the crowd, imagine three men running 400 kilometres and being ahead of schedule. What's that about?
Well, look, I suppose myself and PJ had a bad evening yesterday. We had a bad couple of hours there coming into Newcastle. We thought we'd make Newcastle. We were about 10k shy. We still had a good day. We still covered nearly the 80k. But we had a little bit more planned to make today a bit easier, so we kind of got a bit nervous about that last night. We were a bit sore, so we said, look, we'll try to go off about 6:30, which is probably 50 minutes a bit earlier than we were doing. So we kind of surprised ourselves with the way we were able to run, and we just kept going. We kept going. Every step we knew today was a step home.
Tom, I haven't spoken to you yet. I obviously spoke to the lads a couple of weeks ago. Tell us a bit about yourself and the journey that you've just encountered with the lads.
I know the lads a long time. I know PJ for years, and we met Fuzzy a few years back, and obviously we knew Aidan through crewing for Fuzzy at our event in Hellevation. Doing something like this was just always on the cards. We wanted to do something for Fuzzy, and we didn't think it was going to be as tough and as hard as it was. It obviously took me out after 270k. I wasn't able to finish it, but it is. It's a tough event, and to see a father doing that in the name of his son is absolutely incredible. Incredible. Incredible.
And, you know, 270k is still amazing.
That's massive. Yeah, yeah.
It's huge. It's huge. But you had these lads by your side no matter what.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, the three of us have stuck together through it all. We've had good days, we've had bad days, we've had good times, we've had bad times. But the three of us are in this together, and that's what we've shown. We did it together, we finished it together, we started together, and we finished it together, and that's what counts.
Yeah,
and we never had a fight.
Maybe one or two.
No.
Disagreements.
Disagreements. Never a fight. Never a fight.
I saw your Instagrams, all right. There was a bit of tiffing on one story, all
right. Take note of that.
BJ, tell us a bit about your journey.
Thanks. I suppose, Fuzzy said most of it there, and Tom, but I mean, I wouldn't be here, or Fuzzy wouldn't be here, or Tom, without the runners that came and met us over the last few days. They were absolutely unbelievable. They were popping up other places, and just when you needed them, they were like road agents, and they carry you on to the next spot. I wouldn't have made it. Yesterday evening, I was suffering so much without some of the boys coming and just meeting us and getting us on to the next stop. And then there was another runner there, but that's the running community for you. Like, it's absolutely amazing. And to be honest with you, I can't believe we're here.
And the crew
from start to finish. Like, it is 100%. Every man that was involved in this, it's a full team job. That's it. And we're just delighted to be here now. And actually, don't know what I'm going to do with myself now. And by the way, Tom's not counting his last kilometre up into the village. So
I didn't even turn on the clock.
He did 2:71.
Even turn on the clock.
But you know, I saw it the night beforehand, before your race. I think you had kind of problems with the camper van and stuff. So there was something to be done. But people still got through to you.
Yeah, well, like I said, we did have a little problem with the camper van, but I put out an appeal, and by God, did it was answered. My cousin Owen Forrestal there, big thank, huge thanks to him. Down in Waterford there, he drove the camper up to Dungarvan, met us after the end of the first night, and gave us the camper, no questions asked, didn't even want to know when it was coming back. And it was a huge addition to the thing. But like, I mean, no matter what we did on this journey, and calls are answered on everything. Like, you know, like, people don't realise anyone that went out there running with us, like, you have no idea how much it meant to us. It was so, like, Paul and Brendan, especially yesterday there when we were suffering, they knew we suffered, and they
knew exactly what we needed. And the other side of it is, like, we're here now. Look at the crowd that's here to meet us.
I think it's incredible.
We didn't expect to see this, like, here in Hartford. The crowd that's here to meet us, the crowd that was in Lurie, the crowd that was in Ixna, and the crowd that was all the way along in villages we didn't know anybody in. They're still coming out there giving us 10, 20 euros. You know, the thing is, like, you know, we look at this and we go, there's so much going on and this is going on, the whole lot, but like, there's an awful lot of good people out there, and it's proved it to me over the last few days.
And you had a few Garda escorts as well, did I
see?
We did quite a few. It helped. We members of Garda Síochána running with us, crewing for us, supporting us. Yeah, it was just incredible.
And these were all the unplanned things as well
completely unplanned. And we were getting phone calls asking if we wanted accommodation, if we needed food, if we needed cold plunges, whatever. People were just getting in touch and going, can I do anything for you? And I mean, that's It's exceptional. We knew we had support. I don't think we realised how much support we had. And I think we've seen that with the donations and with the support and with the help we've gotten so far.
Fozzie, this is a hard question.
I know, go on. I'm getting... yeah.
You're coming into our first.
Yeah.
And you knew Aidan was here.
Yeah.
What was going through your head?
Well, look... here we go. I believe he brought me home. Yeah, he brought me home. We had three chains from the start, with a small piece of his hair in the chains, and I just knew he was going to bring us home. And when I got as far as Larry Cross, I just had this feeling he was with us. Yeah, and coming to the village there, nothing was more important to getting to that grave than just saying thanks. So he was he's a special boy.
Yeah. As you can see, he's touched so many people's hearts.
Oh, 100%. Like, they're all his friends there now. They're friends driving cars. All the people in Ixnaw, all the people here, they're all people who knew him. And we're special to him too. And I'm more than delighted to see his granny over there. And look, he was a special boy.
Yeah. Lads, your friendship is incredible and you're a credit to so many people, but especially to Fozzie and his family.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks so much. Yeah. And these boys are... I'm afraid they're going to come up with something next year.
No, we're not. No. One and done.
Have a lovely pint and put your legs on, please.
Thanks a million.
Thanks a million.
Thanks so much. And you're Aidan's grandmother.
Grandmother, yeah.
And you just saw the three lads crossing over today after doing 400 kilometres. Tell me, how do you feel?
I'm sad, and I feel absolutely wonderful. It was a great journey and absolutely brilliant from the lads what they did today. And Fozzie is absolutely brilliant. He's my son-in-law, and I love each bit for what he's done. Thanks very much, Fozzie. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I can imagine it's been an awful tough couple of months for you.
It has been really bad, you know. But it's lovely that all his friends and everything, and they've travelled from far and near today. And I really want to thank them very much for coming.
Mm-hmm. What does family mean to you?
Family means everything to me. And they're all very close to me. Yeah, yeah. I lost my husband when they were only 3, 6 and 9. So, yeah, so he's buried here in this grave here, yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for talking to me. Michael, you were a friend of Aidan's, weren't you?
Yeah, all. We're best friends, so we were like many other boys. We were all just top best friends with him. He was one of a kind fella, like, so he was absolutely his top man.
Describe what Aidan was like.
On the outside, he seemed quiet, but geez, if you got to know him any bit, he was quite the opposite. So he was some messer, and he was one of the funniest fellas you'll ever know. Like, and he had an inside joke for nearly everything in the world.
Just a typical lad,
like, you know, the top man, so he was. And just unforgettable memories of him. And
how many years did you know Aidan?
I suppose I would have known him since junior infants. I'm 20 now, so I remember the first day of junior infants I was, and I wouldn't go in at all. And he grabbed me in, so he didn't. He made me go in, and that was it. We kicked off from there until we were 19 anyway. And we gave it a good go anyway. And so, like I said, unforgettable memories, unforgettable.
You're describing what Aidan was like there, and, you know, what you see, we're by his graveyard at the moment, and I see a little can of Monster, and, you know, a few pictures there as well, and, of course, lovely pictures to testament to these run. So that kind of describes who he is.
That's it. Like, he there's all these random items, like, that you could just pinpoint to him straight away. Like there's a can of Jack and Coke there. Like, oh, he loved his small little cans of that, so he did. He loved his Jack. And it's just like that, like dirt bikes and everything on the grave. He loved dirt bikes. He used to go riding the whole time. We had our own bikes. And it's just mini items like that. You could just pinpoint straight back then. It's crazy. So.
Michael, do you mind me asking, how have the last couple of months been for yourself and your friends?
I suppose, and just like when Aidan passed, it was very rough. Like we all the lads, we stuck together. Like for, I don't think we left each other's side for 2 weeks, like 2-3 weeks. We just couldn't, like, and she's, everyone was broken. And when it was time to go back to work, and like a lot of us just, you know, like I don't even know, like
it's hard to put into words.
Yeah, it's
Now, important to note, you know, Fozzie has been an ultra runner for a long time, and you know, Aidan was one of his crew members, basically.
Yeah.
You know, seeing Fozzie and Tom and PJ and the crew coming in today doing 400 kilometres, raising over 30,000 for Brúchan and Banas today, you know, it's amazing.
It's absolutely outstanding. It doesn't even make sense. I can't make sense of it anyway. It was enough for me to go driving with him. I was only driving from Newcastle away, and that was enough for me. I broke up from that. Oh, it was unbelievable. We, myself and one of the boys, we went off yesterday in Newcastle West. We met him and we kind of surprised him. And Kelly was there as well. She surprised him. And it was just amazing. The atmosphere and everyone was happy. And the crack was 90. Like, it was unbelievable.
And that's what they needed.
That was it. Oh, complete boost. And, you know, like, everyone had a smile on their face throughout the whole thing. And they were cracking jokes. Even Fozzie and all the runners and all the crew, Ogie and the boys and Dennis. I'm missing a lot of them. There was a big crew there, but yeah, I like all of them. They were just outstanding and so happy. And, you know, it was just, it's an outstanding operation, I call it. You know? It's some operation there.
And tell me finally, Michael, you know, you obviously have fantastic friends around you. Yeah. You yourself are a fantastic friend. But what does the word friendship mean to you now?
Jeez, it means way more than what you would ever think, like, you know? Like, the friends that we have here, we're all just, we support each other so much. And I think, I just don't think there's many friends like us out there. Like, I think we're just one of a kind that way. All the boys, we're all one of a kind, and we're just so close like that, and we all support each other so many ways. It's amazing. I'm forever grateful for all my friends and Aidan and everything.
If you could say anything to Aidan right now, what would it be?
Oh, jeez. I have too much to say to him. I'd say I have way too much. Jeez, I don't even know where I'd start. I'd tell him I'm proud of Fozzie, you know, and I know he's proud of him, and I just miss him lots.